This is Earth Notes. The region around Wupatki National Monument on the San Francisco Plateau is so dry it was called the Sierra Sin Agua, or Mountains Without Water, by early Spanish explorers. Yet from the 11th to 13th centuries, this region supported a population of between several hundred and 2,000 people. How did they do it? In cooperation with the National Park Service, researchers from Northern Arizona University's Anthropology Department have used modern mapping and modeling to study what remains of ancient infrastructure. They found that a series of constructed wet weather storage ponds were a key component of water management by the farmers here. They built dams with embankments to shield against prevailing winds and mounds to slow runoff and retain soil moisture. Researchers estimate that one catchment could collect enough water to supply 9 people with a gallon of drinking water a day for a month, or irrigate 2 acres of corn or beans for a day. But during dry months, water had to be found from other sources to sustain the farming and domestic water needs of hundreds of people. So water from snowmelt and rain runoff was stored in large ceramic jars. And people also walked up to 8 miles to collect water from the Little Colorado River. The Wupatki population decreased dramatically after 4 significant droughts hit the region. It may not have been a simple lack of water that made these efficient people leave in the end, though, but a prolonged spell of colder weather. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.